I remember this.
What's the stupidest baby name you've ever heard? Or worst? 7.
Diamond.
Hazel.
What is happening?
Man, I was very excited to do this podcast. That answer just went so many different directions. No, let's not get into that. Well, let's get into it.
Is it bad that I was thinking the same thing?
No, not at all. Shamir and I got roasted after the last podcast episode by Amber's mother, who said, are you guys jealous?
Yeah.
Or
are
something?
You guys jealous or something? And yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, we're jealous.
We are
very jealous.
Very jealous that our community is moving towards, you know, the superior race.
Okay, yeah,
the colonized names.
You guys are just mad because you guys can't find your name on a keychain, and I can't.
And I can't fit it on a Starbucks cup. That yeah, so.
And you have a hyphen in there. Like, it's really tough for you.
Yeah, my mom made it really tough for me.
Like, there's a lot going on.
So that's what I'm jealous of.
Yeah.
When you were little, how did you used to deal with, like, the dash?
Dude, I'd flex it. I was like, yeah, I have a dash in my name and, like, put it everywhere and, like, flex
No, but
it.
White names like Mary Kate, those have dashes, right? Ashley Marie.
Usually just, no, there's no hyphens usually.
Or hyphens, I mean.
That's like a foreign thing. Yeah,
no, they do. I remember.
So you can have them as hyphens, but like white people usually don't.
Oh, they just have them as two names?
Yeah, they have them as two names.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they either go by one or whatnot. But I refuse to go by like one. And then
So the white people that have the two names, they have a middle name also?
Yeah, sometimes. Mm-hmm.
So it looks like four names?
Yeah. I have a friend named like Morgan Brittany, and that's her first name.
And then she has a middle name?
Yeah.
Wait, Morgan Brittany is her first name?
It's her first
name. That's a crazy first name, bro.
I know.
Just pick one. Yeah. That's like parents who are like, we can't decide. You pick this, you pick. All right, we'll do both.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, she's like so pretty. So when you call her by her whole name, it just like feels right.
Everything
like,
for Amber
Morgan
comes
Brittany.
Down to how attractive
pretty
you
are.
But, hey.
So if she wasn't pretty, just... throwing this out there.
Don't do this again.
I'm just asking.
No, because we had some people not feeling too good in the comment section last time, and we're not doing this.
I'm just asking, if Morgan Brittany was not attractive, then would her name...
Her name is still attractive.
She would have to pick one?
And
or she
really,
would be like...
It really just depends on her heart.
She would be like, I'll go Morg.
Oh my God.
I think a lot of people with two names usually aren't attractive. No, I'm kidding.
You have two names.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. But
what did you guys pick?
I said Diamond.
Diamond.
I don't know. I feel like any name that like a parent chooses of like, you know.
A stripper
or like, it could be like of a object. Mm. I feel like it's just like, yo, why?
An object? What do you mean?
Like Ruby or.
Oh, Ruby's pretty.
It's a nice name, Rose. But like Rose, but like, I don't know. It's just. Yo, like, think, be more original. Like, don't use, like, an object to, you know, describe.
Hmm.
I don't know, man. Sometimes it's like, whoa. There's this really funny TikTok that was, like, certain names that could never work as names would
because
be so fire. Like, they were going over this list. It was like, think of anemia.
I literally sent you a video on TikTok yesterday with like a list of them.
One of them was
they were so good.
One of them was violence.
Wait, can I go over them really quickly?
Like, think of violence as a name.
Yeah,
violence.
Wait, hold on. Let's do.
That's badass.
It's kind of badass. Okay, violence.
It's a good name.
There was good ones in there.
Anemia. You said.
Listen, ready? Clear your mind of what it means.
Okay.
Right, ready? Malaria.
Yeah.
Yo, I could go with that.
That's pretty.
Malaria.
Vanity. Like a table, but also that one's like kind of like, you know, Berlin.
Yeah.
Denim.
Yeah, denim. Denim is cool.
Kind of hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
Ready? Pain.
I love that.
Pain.
I think pain works now with the meaning. Imagine a little kid, his name is Pain. He would be like that, you know, that little, I don't know if he's a dwarf or if he's a kid, but that black kid on TikTok or dwarf, that's like...
I want to
kill
say that
my
word.
Grandma. Dwarf is not appropriate.
That was a kid. I'm pretty sure.
That's
a
kid?
No, that's literally a kid.
Well, he looks like a midget. Is that fine?
No,
that's
no,
probably
no.
the worst.
Yeah,
of
don't
spectrum.
Say that.
Yeah, little person.
So he looks like
it's
a midget,
person,
but
no?
Yeah, it's a little person.
Yeah, it's a little
or
person.
Little person. A
little person.
Yeah, I feel like if his name was Pain, it would be so.
I think Pain as a last name is fire. But I don't know about
it. It is a last name, right?
Something. Yeah,
I know people that have
but like
P A Y N E.
Yeah, P A Y N E works.
Yeah.
Sanitizer.
No.
That's anything too hard. With Izer at the end.
Sanitizer. Okay.
Pfizer.
Okay, listen. Anemia.
Anemia is cute. Yeah.
This one's pushing it. Diarrhea.
No. Okay. No.
A few more.
Never.
Allegedly.
No.
Allegedly?
Just be like,
no.
Hey, like, think of like, you know, hey, allegedly, come here.
No. I think the j like ruins it.
Okay. So.
Yeah. The.
Allegedly.
The j to duh.
Yeah. It doesn't. The j to duh. It's like.
Okay.
It's like Jed.
Yeah. Jed.
And
yeah.
Jed ain't it.
Felony.
Felony.
Felony
is
works.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So pretty. This one's cool to me. Grave.
Grave.
No.
As like a little white boy, I could see it.
I feel like it's really close to grace. Like,
yeah, so that's why I'm
I think why.
Because I don't love
grace.
Grace. I like the meaning, but it's like, yeah, it's like blessing.
Yeah.
Like, cyst.
Why?
it's kind of fire if it like cyst. Like, cyst. Like it's so it's like it's pretty the way it looks.
I mean, might as well do pap smear.
Pap smear.
Ew.
And the last one is nicotine, and I was like, that's like it gives me same energy as Nicole.
Nicotine is nice.
Yeah,
remember Logic had that song Nikki.
Yeah, you could go by that,
and you like could go by Nikki.
Yeah,
yeah,
her name was Nicotine
or Tina.
Tina,
what was yours?
Yeah, what was yours?
Oh, seven. So I used to work in a school, and one time there was this mom who came in.
Nobody is named seven.
She numbered her kid. Like, one, two.
And I was like, oh, like, you know, congrats, you had a kid. Whatever. I was like, oh, like, what's his name? And she was like, it's seven. And the way that I had to keep my face together, I was like, oh, wow, that's different.
That sounds like one of Elon's babies.
Yeah, like he didn't know like what to name them, so he's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
But then it was spelled C E V I N.
C E V I N. So it's not like Savon.
No, it's seven.
Sivan.
It's like literally like the number. She said seven like the number.
Is she American?
American, but not white.
Interesting. Seven. Well, did you ask her like why? Like
is the origin maybe something?
No, because when you look at it red, it doesn't feel that bad. Mm. It's like C E V I N seven.
The name itself is not bad, but like it feels like the number. It's like, yo, why are you doing this? Like, is he tatted? Does he have like the number seven tatted or something? Is that her lucky number maybe? Or
I think I asked her child? That. I don't think the seven number seven had any relevance. No. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, good job.
I don't appreciate you picking my niece's name.
Yeah, I don't appreciate you picking your niece's name. Welcome back to Strange Flavors, everybody.
Welcome, welcome.
It's good to be here. We're getting more and more patrons every single time, so really appreciate all the love and the support.
How many we get? We got a few more?
I don't remember the count, but it's more than 10, under 20.
Nice. Thank you guys for being patrons. Really appreciate it. We spend a lot of time making episodes afterward this.
Yeah.
That's true.
Bonus episodes every single week. We are doing an entire episode, so if you've already gotten through it, if you're on your work commute and then you listen to the episode and you're like, ah, I wish there was another one, there is.
And it's easy to listen to, like, on the app. Like, it's actually very easy. You can listen to it and play back. Yeah,
we also support everybody's appreciate everybody's comments that have been coming in on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and now I think you can actually leave comments on Spotify, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Interesting.
So I think if we leave the question, people were saying, welcome back. So glad that you guys are back. Yeah. So that was nice.
What if we left like the intro question and see their answers?
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. I think we should start doing that as of now.
As of now. We'll do it now.
And that is an idea brought to you by Shimmer Wally.
Yeah. I just thought of it.
Ladies and gentlemen. So this is what he does here. He brings great ideas. Yeah, we had some great comments. Let's go over some of the comments that came in on YouTube by the Hus Huck.
All right. Maybe.
Which said, hold on. Let's read the comment before you start.
Amber, you want to read it?
Explaining yourself.
I think Amber should read
I
it.
I don't want to read
Amber
it.
Amber should read it.
But make sure you emphasize the Y word there.
I'm not reading it.
The comment says, Amber straight yapping about the party bus, bruh. This is a comment left from last time where Amber was making fun of Shamir and his friends for being too unattractive
Too unattractive.
For a party bus.
For like 10 minutes. That was like wild.
And I believe the Hushuck was one of the members of that party bus. And so he did not
appreciate it. I need an apology from both of you.
Apology?
I need an apology. Because
that's hilarious. We have to give an apology for your
calling
actions?
My friends ugly?
Yes. I think you owe the Hushuck, who is also a patron, by the way.
Yeah, who's also a patron.
I say things super lightheartedly, bantery.
Calling my friends ugly is lighthearted.
See, your energy shift from the podcast. Whoa, I cannot talk. The energy shift when the podcast started is not okay.
All right, let's hear it.
No, that was the statement.
Oh, okay.
Because, listen, I said that same statement to you in your DMs. He, ha, 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 surface level, keep it moving. I say it on the podcast because I thought we were on the same page.
Which we were.
I thought you understood me.
I did.
I thought you understood my heart and my intentions.
I did.
And then we bring it on the podcast.
Yes.
And you make it seem like I called your friends ugly.
Because that's your reactions. Your reaction. Okay, so Frost said something.
What Amber is doing currently, by the way, if you haven't heard of the term gaslighting, she's giving an example of this.
I'm being gaslighted.
We were on the same page, and then Frost just
Frost made up a comment.
But your reactions.
Why are you putting it on me?
No, it's fine.
Because you do this.
But her reactions, right?
I didn't do anything.
Her reactions to what you were saying.
Yeah.
Made it real. And that's where I was like, whoa, is this real? Is this the truth? Like,
right.
I thought it was lighthearted. I thought we were on the same page.
My brain never even went there. So I'm reacting like, whoa.
And what I saw, if you saw from my perspective of the reactions she was giving.
I was looking into your eyes and I saw the reflections of her face.
Yeah. You know how you can tell from like body language and visual cues?
Yeah.
I saw all the cues.
Yeah.
And the cues said that this is the stance I'm taking. These are my values. These are my beliefs.
Okay, what's next in the queue?
More comments.
Well, okay,
other than
to clear Amber's name, she didn't even like remember any of our friends.
I don't even know who
she just dug herself into a grave, and yeah, she just was yapping. You were yapping.
I was yapping, but not. Yapping. I didn't mean anything.
Yeah.
She was yapping during the explanation of it. <Yeah. laughs> she re-yapped.
She re-yapped.
How do you re-yap?
I'm sorry. Okay.
I like this comment right here that says, Frostbite, I loved this so much, Yar, on the solo episode. And when I get called Bite, it's very
endearing.
It's so endearing, so respectful.
Yeah.
I feel like your brother gets called Bite more than you.
He does, actually.
Our Bite.
He calls his, you know how there's...
His younger brother, by the way.
There's celebrities who have a fan base, like the Barbies or the Swifties or whatever. My brother refers to his... It's not even fans. It's literally anybody who supports him or comments on something of his as the Dower Pies.
He calls
his own base of followers the Dower Pies, even if they're older than him.
Yeah.
Which there are people that are older than him that call him Pie.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's hilarious because Dower actually has like a very strong fan base, even like not even making content or like making anything. Like people are diehard for him, which is awesome. But
and he's
hilarious.
The least receptive to fan behavior. He barely follows back his own friends.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, when people give him comments and stuff, his reaction is like, whoa. I'm not ready for this. And then I like this comment also on the TikTok. It says, the girl using the word fob, Amber being the only lady of the podcast, the girl using the word fob has a whole pumpkin on her head. I know she's not talking, aka yapping. People using the word fob are the biggest icks, not gonna lie.
So this was in context to a clip where we were talking about brown guy icks.
Yeah.
And then I think Amber was like, you shouldn't look too, when they look too fobby or like something like that.
Yeah, no, it had to do with hair color. We brought up hair color. Yeah. And I said, as long there's like a type of hair highlighting that looks fobby.
Is she talking about your orange reddish hair as the pumpkin?
Yeah, what's a pumpkin?
She said, I don't have a pumpkin on my head.
No, you do.
Where's the pumpkin?
The pumpkin guts. Which are like stringy. I think maybe that's what she
I think
was.
That's a stretch, no? That's like looking too deep.
I'm just trying to support our
haters. I had silky straight hair in that episode.
Right.
So what is the pumpkin guts?
Yeah, what is the pumpkin? Maybe your head is the pumpkin? I don't know.
Maybe you should stop using the word fob.
You followed it up. And I also use the word fob.
As a fob, I don't appreciate other people using the word fob, okay?
Why? I'm a fob.
No, are you?
Yeah.
I feel like we can use it, you know? They have words for us, burger, ABCD.
Yeah, I get called like, burger as soon as I step
foot. Why can't we retaliate, okay?
You know what? I wonder what it is. Some people really don't like the word fob because it has a kind of like a...
negative insinuation.
Yeah.
I get it, but you knew what I meant, sis.
Maybe she didn't.
But keep commenting.
Maybe she didn't. Because, like, no. I feel like when you look through a clip, maybe it
we
came out.
We had picture references.
Okay. Maybe she thinks that's attractive. Right. Let's clear this up right now. Do you like fobs?
Yeah.
You see, that's exactly the same face she made the last time that she was making fun of people.
Yeah.
Me, personally, like, I love fobs.
As people, I like fobs.
As no.
People.
Now
I
she's
thought you
thing.
Meant, like, do I like fobs, like as like a preference of mine,
but why'd you
romantically?
Say, yeah.
Romantically,
so yeah,
because I
wait.
Don't.
Why not?
Okay, because she doesn't
romantically.
Yeah, but she for entertainment, she loves them apparently.
No, I love them as friends. I love them as people. You guys know, like this is
friends,
my
fob.
One of my
I have fob friends. Okay?
No, one of my best friends that you guys know, like he's a self-proclaimed fob, Saad. That's like my homie right there, you know?
This is making it way worse.
No, he would like, identify as a fob.
I know, but like sometimes when you explain more, it makes it worse.
I will shut up on the podcast.
She respects fobs. She likes fobs, okay? We can use the term, I feel like. All right?
Thank you.
And
thank you.
You can call us ABCDs and burgers too. That's fine.
Yeah. If you would have said what he said, just kept it like... generic, vague. He just dug himself out of a situation easily.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were like, yeah, as people, but as my homie,
my friend Fob. He's like, yeah.
But you said, do you like Fob? And I thought you meant romantically.
Like, yeah.
Fair.
Okay. Last comment comes from Ramses.
Ramses.
And the only reason I'm reading this is because it comes from Ramses.
Who's Ramses?
Ramses is the pro wrestler from Nacho Libre. He's the best.
He's got the profile picture and everything too.
I know, dude. If you like are in the Nacho Libre like small, what is it called when it's like a small niche cult?
Fandom.
Like people who get it. And I see occasionally TikToks from it. Nobody else thinks it's like a thing. Nobody else thinks it's funny. But if you like that movie, you love it.
Yeah.
I'm one of those
men
people.
Men with niche interests.
Here she goes.
Yeah.
So I want to read it in Ramses' accent. Maybe because he's a man and he can speak about men. Why is all of the comments like this, though?
Wait, like about men? Or what?
It's all like
negative?
Yeah.
Attack? I told you, YouTube shorts. Oh, are we on TikTok
We're
now?
We're on TikTok, yeah.
Oh, but I do feel like YouTube shorts comments are like a lot more negative than other platforms because it's so random.
Okay, I just want to say this famous pro wrestler is like actually like supporting what I was saying on this clip.
So
this clip
Ramses.
Ramses. I started off as saying like as a man, and then I think I forgot what was coming after, but he basically says maybe because he's a man he can speak about men.
Well, because I followed up and I was like, well, why can't it just be as a person? Why does it have to be as a man? To be fair, I was definitely like yapping in that one.
Yapping. Is this like part of the universe now? Like Amber's yapping?
Like I didn't need to do that. I was definitely a little yapping in that one.
No, I feel like it was good, but maybe you just went a little overboard. Yeah. I think we edited it in a way that made you look overboard. Because there was some more stuff that we talked too.
I was highly talking shit. I was in talking shit mode.
We need that.
Mm. how was your guys' weekend?
It was good.
It was good. It was really good. We went to the biggest protest for Palestine in the U.S., which was really amazing.
300,000 people plus.
Yeah, they tried to say it was like 10,000.
Dude, there was like...
Absolutely not.
There was no like...
There were 10,000 people in like one section.
Yeah. And there was like barely any media coverage for it. I think
because
people's phones
were shut.
Working. Do you think it's because there's a lot of people there or do you think...
Bro, I had full bars. I had full bars. And then I was also talking to our friend Usman, and he was like, yeah, whenever I'm at a concert or a football game or something.
That's what I was going to bring up.
There's a bunch of people packed together and I can still send messages and whatever.
Oh, interesting.
But my phone was, I'm not like, I don't really care to, you know, follow conspiracies or whatever, but I'm just going to say what happened. A lot of TikToks were saying that, but I'm just going to say what happened. My phone was behaving weird. I had full bars. I couldn't send any messages. I couldn't pull up social media or maps or anything. Her phone was dead.
Yeah.
But with mine, I was like, okay, this happens sometimes when it's like really cold outside, where my phone will just shut down, but it wasn't cold outside. Mm-mm. So I'm just saying it was weird.
Yeah.
And then, yes, there was lack of media coverage. This is what's funny is Amber asked, how many people do you think are here? And then I was like, after I saw that, oh, there was only like 10,000 people, what the news was reporting. I was like, oh, Amber and I have no like concept of what a number is at all, because yeah. she says 2.2K and I said 400,000 yeah. and then I saw 10,000. I was like, we're so dumb. But turns out I was actually closer.
Yeah, you're close.
Well, you know what I meant to say.
What?
I meant to say 220,000.
Right, but you said 2.2K.
Yeah. Yeah, there was... So I've been to, like, the protests in 2014 and 2019, and by far, this is the most amount of people I have ever seen. And I believe that in 2014, there was 40,000 people there, and there was, like, so much more. Like, I can't even, like, fathom. And to the point where I don't even know if they had a march, because... I feel like we covered all the space of where a march.
They were going
take.
All till the nighttime. I saw people did end up going to the White House and stuff. Mm. I didn't know how many people were going to be there, so I was like, okay, I'll just take the train. I don't want to worry about parking, and yeah. in case it's tough to get out of there, it would just be easier to take a train. So I was coordinating with, you know, Amber, who is just amazing at coordinating things. And so what that came with was her basically. Saying that I'm going to worry about things that are non-essential and have somebody else worry for everything else that is essential. So Amber had to get, you know, her protest aesthetic on. It was extremely important that Amber gets her protest aesthetic on, right? Mm-hmm. So before the protest started, we got there, you know, an hour before. And so we had to, of course, get coffee and... breakfast.
Not at Starbucks, right?
No.
We had to skip the Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was because, empty.
Oh, okay.
Because when tensions are high, then we don't support Starbucks. But yeah. when tensions kind of lower down, then we can start going back.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the logic.
Yeah.
So...
listen, don't look this way. I haven't bought Starbucks yet.
So we saw, you know, we went to this place. It was some place we hadn't heard of for the... coffee and you know, a sandwich.
Compass Coffee.
And okay. and we saw that there was coffee there, and you know, Amber was looking on her phone and she said, maybe we can get the coffee from here and then we can get a sandwich or something from somewhere else, like Panera. And so now it's like, you know, two stops before we actually go to the protest. Meanwhile, I'm seeing all these people flooding in, all these
to
banners.
To be fair,
and
we got to the protest over an hour early. Mm. Before it even like
So she's
started.
Prepping. She's like
But we could have yeah. been closer to the stage.
Okay.
But, yeah. you know, yeah, protest aesthetic. So let's just, then she forgot
it's
her.
It's more like setting the energy and vibe. Like, we're going to be there. Might as well fuel up.
Yeah, fuel up.
You know, and I watched a video the night before on how to prepare for a protest.
And that was a part of it?
And it
like
said.
Like Compass Coffee and then
it said
Panera.
It said to make sure you eat before you go. And I was like,
Frost
I didn't
Frost didn't
eat.
See that video.
No, he didn't. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
So you didn't eat.
I thought it was just kind of like a known thing that you just eat before you go anywhere. But I don't know. I mean, I brought
Dude, you
water
should have watched
bottles.
The video. I mean,
yeah,
I should have watched.
It was but on my for you page.
She watched the video and still forgot stuff. You know what she forgot? She forgot sunglasses. So then we had to go into what was this first store we went into?
I think it was Zara.
Zara, and you know they had like
Nordstrom Rack.
Nordstrom Rack, and they had like $200 sunglasses. You know, the lowest being like $80 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Amber, just put your hand over your head, like $200 for sunglasses. This is going to be crazy. She said, no, we're determined to get sunglasses. So then we stopped at three other stores so that we could find Amber her sunglasses to complete the protest aesthetic. But not yet.
It was actually to prevent wrinkles.
And we went into all these stores. I said, Amber, go to Walgreens. Go to Walgreens. She said, no, Walgreens? What? They wouldn't have sunglasses. Where do we find the sunglasses, Amber?
I found these ugly-ass sunglasses at Walgreens. I spent
Walgreens.
$20
And on. You bought them?
I had to buy them because I wanted to go one more place, but I just knew that Frost was like, had enough.
No, no, but the other places, they didn't look nice enough. That was the issue.
They were really ugly. Like,
because
we went to
because in case you make
edit.
The news, you know, on this protest, You don't want to be seen with ugly sunglasses.
Yeah.
I don't know, Shamir, you might understand because you're like a tools person, but like...
God, you're going to call me a tool? You're like a tool.
Like, you like to be prepared for things the right way.
Yeah.
And there is a completely different energy to a day in the hot beaming sun with sunglasses and without sunglasses. And I will feel drastically better with sunglasses on.
Yeah.
So to be fair, to add to all of this story, I woke up 37 minutes before the train was here. And I lived 22 minutes from the train.
Yeah.
So I had 17 minutes to brush my teeth, put on an outfit, wash my face. 'Cause you didn't wake up on time. Well, yeah, I forgot to set my alarm.
That wasn't in the video?
Oh yeah, that was. They didn't say to set your alarm in the video.
Okay, referring to like how, you know, I like to be prepared. I like to be prepared.
So to be
not
fair,
on the day of. So that's where I kind of understand Frost's point. Like,
oh no, I was a complete like burden to him. Like fully and totally. He hit me up. He had us up the night before. Like, hey, is anybody going to the protest? And I was like, me. Yeah. And he's like, who are you going with? How are you going? I was like, I haven't decided any of that yet. Yeah, I don't know. He's like, it's literally tomorrow morning. I was like, I don't know. I'll figure it out as I go. I don't know what I'm taking. So
she just bought. I told her like, this is the train we're probably gonna take. She just bought the ticket. Didn't know where to, what time, anything. Yeah. Didn't know how we were gonna get back. And her phone ended up dying.
Oh my gosh.
So to be fair, it's not that I was irresponsible. It's not that I am irresponsible. It's that sometimes when I'm around like you guys or Faraz or like, you know, in these situations, if I trust who I'm around, I will completely let my guard down.
That worked. I'm going to say I feel the love, the trust.
Yeah, very trusting.
Like I'll just like.
That's a smart way to flip it.
No, I'm being genuine. Like
the yap route, but going to the
giving us our flowers, you know, that's
like if I know that you're going to handle it and I'm in good hands and I'm safe, sometimes I'll just be like, what are the least important, like lesser important things? Coffee. Let's get a bagel. Let's like, you know what I'm saying? Like the more.
So she's still like vibing, but she's pulling up.
You know, I do respect, but to a degree also just like am surprised at how much you're trusting. Cause there's been trips where like mostly everybody that I know at least wants some detail or some sort of itinerary of something. Amber literally just, if you say like, hey, we're going here, we're doing this. She does not ask a question. She just gets in and says, okay. To the point where she doesn't even know sometimes where we're actually going.
Yeah.
And doesn't realize how far it could be, what the place could be, as in the Ohio Pile, Ohio situation where it could have been the matter of 5 hours or, you know, like 15 hours or whatever the case.
It's funny you bring that up though. Like there's other people in our group that like really trust like some other people in the group and whatnot. And so we literally have a particular friend who deliberately doesn't bring stuff like swim trunks and kurtas and always ask me for them. Because I always bring extra.
Yeah, because you're like the prepared one. Yeah. See, so. I like to think that Frost, you were like the bones of this little travel situation. Like you set the foundation.
I don't want to be the bones. I would rather you say like muscles or something.
you set like the foundation for the little trip and I brought the vibes.
She did bring the vibe so much so that the last part of her protest aesthetic was, did you bring a poster? A cute little poster maybe? And I said, no. She said, and she goes, well, I was thinking if you brought it, then I could have held it up half the time when you get tired. But.
Wait. Getting like all these things, you didn't like get a poster or anything?
No.
But somebody had come up and was handing out posters.
Oh, okay.
And she literally takes and goes, oh, it's complete. Like her day is now like ready.
Yeah, yeah.
She had her coffee, all she had her sunglasses, and she got her poster. And now she is ready to have this is like a PBS
I don't like
Kids
tension,
episode.
You know? And so in that moment when we found the poster, I looked at him and I was like, see, everything works out. Because I don't like to like, for example, sometimes I travel with like people like my dad or my brother who are just like, oh my God, like and they're more like tension than they are just like having a good time because they're so focused on things being done right. And I'm like, things will happen. And even if they don't happen right, it'll be a good time. Like, if we ended up getting lost, I'm sure we'd, like, laugh the entire time and then figure it out. You know? I'm like, things will work out. It might be a little irresponsible, but I've traveled solo a million times, and I'm always like, things work.
Yeah. No, that being said, like, all jokes aside, Amber is a great person to have along something like this, because when I go to something that I feel is just a really powerful place to listen and learn, I try to immerse myself completely in the experience. That's why I actually don't consider or think about these things. And honestly, that's the case for a lot of things where I just feel like showing up and getting to the action, where Amber has been there to just be like, make sure you eat, make sure you do that. It's like very caretaking mode. So it was a great sort of place to be, where you know, we were discussing, even on the train ride back, just kind of like what we witnessed, what we heard, what we agreed with, what we didn't agree with, and, you know, what we find ideal in our lives and contributions we can make every day to the people we live with, in the communities that we spend time. And overall, you know, the protest, it was very peaceful, which is another reason it probably wasn't covered, because a lot of times they just take a little piece of something and say that, you know, there was tensions were high or whatever. Imam Umar Suleiman spoke there, which was a nice surprise. Macklemore spoke.
Like, what?
That's crazy.
Which everybody was really surprised by. And we were like, oh, Macklemore's all right.
Yeah.
We forgot about it.
Maybe he deserved that Grammy.
I think he, the thing is, I think he always has been a stand-up guy from, I think he takes.
For many communities, I think.
Yeah. For, you know, I've heard him speak really seriously about drug abuse and other sort of issues. And when he said his speech, it was just that, you know, people told him to stay away from something like this. And they told him that, you know, there's a lot of history involved, there's a lot of research. And he basically said that he did his research and he knows that this is something that we need to stand up for when it comes
and
to.
I think when I watched, like, you know, how he spoke and stuff like that, sometimes you can tell, like, celebrities are trying to just show up or do something. It seemed like he genuinely was, like, passionate and, like, actually believed in what he was saying.
It was also nice that I saw a lot of friends, community members there. I saw coworkers who are non-Muslim, a lot of Jewish people that came out. And we actually ran into two Strange Flavors fans. Nice. One who was somebody random who came up and said, hey, I'm so glad that you guys are back. I'm a fan of the podcast.
Thank you.
In the middle of, you know, a very packed crowd.
Yeah.
And then someone else
was hard for him to make his way over, too. Oh, wow. Like, it was, like, really hard to get around.
Nice.
And then someone else who was actually on the podcast previously, who took a video of us just saying, you know, where we're from and being anti-genocide, basically. But it was nice to see.
Did you see that video everywhere?
I did.
A lot of places reposted that.
Yeah. I got tagged by a lot of different people that I don't know that posted it. But yeah, overall, it was a really nice experience.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. I recently, so there's a show I've been watching for like 9 years. I started in 2014 and the seasons would come out like every 2-3 years. So 2013, it first came out.
It's commitment.
2015, it would come out again. And like, it would take 2-3 years and I would forget what happened the season before, right? Like, my memory would be like, what happened? You know, like, it's just too much time in between. But finally, the final episode of this show, which is Attack on Titan, finally came out. And I finally, like, these past 9 years, finally finished a show.
Is this like some anime shit?
It's some anime shit, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anime shit. She's already starting.
Yeah.
Men with niche interests.
But,
just kidding. If...
The yapping.
You know what you're saying is the opposing side of that is women are vague. Mm. Is that the stance you want to take about women? That women do not have niche interests? That they're all basic and the same?
Okay.
Okay. but no, it felt really good to finish this show and it was like a good ending and whatnot. But personally, I've never committed to like a series or show for this long.
Do you feel empty?
And I don't feel empty. I finally feel like full circle, like finally. Because I was waiting for it to end because I would just wait like 2-3 years in between and be like, when is it going to finally end? Thank you. Like, it ended really well. The closest thing I would say to that is Breaking Bad and, like, the whole that series, because I started that in, like, 2011.
You watched that when it actually came out?
I watched Breaking Bad when it came out, and then, like, I had to wait a few years for the prequel to come out, and then, like, I finally finished that,
yeah,
like, this year or last year.
Was the finale of Attack on Titan worth it?
Yes, I would say, like, it just, it fully closed, you know, everything, and I think it brought resolutions, and people were, so, that, like, basically the way anime works is it's based on it's based on manga, which is, like, the comics, you would say, like, Japanese comics. So the ending was already, like, out there. Like, people already knew the ending.
Is it always based off of?
Yeah, I think most of the time, yeah.
Okay.
So it's usually based on manga.
Like, Naruto is a
manga. Yeah. It's manga. All the books have already been written. They're just making the show out of it. So people knew the ending, and people were saying the ending is going to be bad. And then I watched it. I was like, oh, it's actually really good. Like it.
And do they sometimes stray away from the storyline of the...
Yeah. So the issue they have a lot of the times is that sometimes the books aren't made yet, but the show continuously keeps being made. So they make, like, filler episodes. And so basically...
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So they make filler episodes, and they make, like, you know, fun character moments that aren't in the manga at all. And then they wait for them.
Sometimes I feel like there's shows that end too early and then you're, like, really sad. And then sometimes you're, like, shows, they just drag on way too long and you wish they'd end. And then there's, like, a happy medium, which I don't think I've ever felt that way. They're like,
you've never felt that way?
Like, oh, this is, like, the perfect amount. I'm, like, either I'm sad that it's done too early or I feel like it's just too much and hurry up.
Interesting.
So how did you feel about this?
I felt... Okay, so basically it's very convoluted. So... They drop the seasons every 3 years. That already pissed me off because I forget what happens. There's four seasons.
Oh.
It's 9 years, bro. 9 years. So the first season dropped 2013, second season 2016, third season 2019. Guess what? They dropped the fourth season, part one, which is the first half, in 2020.
Oh, shit.
Second half in 2021. Then they were like, they were going to finish in the second half. Then they were like, no, there's going to be a 1 hour movie. 8 months later, watch the 1 hour movie. There's going to be another half. And that second half was,
and it was just one movie.
It was one hour episode and then 1 hour and a half, like, episode. So it was basically like two different movies. But that's where I was like, the way they released it is what pissed me off. But everything was just made really well, so it wasn't, like, dragged on or anything.
Is this one of the main animes that people are watching?
Yeah, I think it's one of the main ones because it's like 60 episodes. It's not, like, super long compared to other animes, which are, like, 300, 400 episodes. But this is, like, and it's all jam-packed. There's no filler episodes at all. Mm. And the reason they did that is because they didn't want to make filler episodes. They waited for the manga to be made, and then they would make the show. So
that's what did you read the manga?
I don't read manga. I just, like, watch the show.
Sometimes from the outside, it seems like there's... I don't know which animes everybody has watched and hasn't watched. And so it's, like... Is everybody watching kind of, like, the main ones, or are people, like, more into, like, a niche community?
So the niche, people that watch the niche stuff, you want to avoid those people.
Why?
Because they're, like, really into the culture, and that might make it a little
Is
weird.
That, like, the people who watch the anime porn?
Yeah, that's, like, another subsection, hentai.
That's
yeah,
the
yeah,
word.
Yeah, hentai, yeah, that's, like, really, you want to really avoid those people.
But I actually saw a tweet on my timeline. You know how on Twitter you can just never control what is about to pop up?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
one of those things. There's no filter.
Yeah.
So the caption said, I want somebody who do me like this. And it was, I guess it was hentai. And it was this girl who was, like, bouncing, doing splits.
Yeah.
Super high in the air. Like, it's like one of those anime, like, blasts.
Yeah, yeah.
And she comes back and, you know, slams onto the on the woody. And I was like, geez.
Yeah, dude, it's wild.
I mean, how can you Cirque du Soleil?
I mean, how can you look at that? How can you watch that and then go back to normal life?
Yeah.
With normal physics.
So basically that was my question to these people. So I go to these conventions, right? Anime conventions, and literally I ask them a bunch of questions, but, like, one of the main ones is, like, do you watch hentai?
Mm-hmm.
And then some people would be
Do you,
like,
think that that's offensive? To assume that community is into
well,
it?
I mean, it's who else if you're into freaking that?
It's offensive if you go to, like... No, she's right.
Yeah,
she's, like, right. Like, you, I go to these conventions knowing everyone's, like,
so they're into weird... They're for sure, like, into it mostly. I don't know what the statistics are.
The
so
statistics, I would say, is, like...
Well, somebody who doesn't watch any anime is going to be way less likely to be into the hentai.
Like, the furry questions, right? Yeah. Like... I've seen your interviews and people are like, no, like that's such a stereotype that furries just dress up and are like really sexual or whatever. And then there's people that are like, well, for the most part, they are. So I don't know what the truth is.
I literally go in having these same questions. It's not like I know the answers, right?
Okay.
So I go in asking like, I literally asked a furry the first time I encountered a furry. I'm like, what are some misconceptions you guys have? And people are like, the furry was like, people think we're sexual. And I was like, are you? And then they're like, no, we're not. And like, you know, most of our community is not.
You should ask everybody if they've ever fucked in the costume.
I should. In the beginning, we were like, yeah, do you guys do like sexual things in your costumes? And they're like, no, we don't. Like, but I stopped asking afterwards. But yeah, in terms of the hentai question, a lot of people do watch hentai like in them. And they're like proudly. They're like, yeah, I love hentai. Like, it's amazing. Like,
do you understand the appeal?
I don't. It's really scary. And like cartoon, I don't know. Like, I feel like live action is much better. It's weird to talk about
live action is a crazy way to just say porn.
But
bro likes the pizza box.
That is so funny.
I feel like with cartoons, there's some element of like, this is like super fantasy, like out of the, you know what I'm,
it's, I think it's also a thing when it comes to art versus, you know, arousal, where, you know, how you'll see paintings from back in the day too, where it's nude women, nude men, and
do people get off to that?
Stylized in a certain way.
Yeah, that's supposed to be like beautiful.
Well, but you like, don't know
do
why
get off to it?
You don't know why somebody could have created it either.
You think it's like Egyptian, like hentai, like classic hentai.
I'm not talking about all the way. I'm not talking about like stuff drawn on the pyramids.
That's what I thought.
Like, it's like just
the like Greek?
Like porn written on hieroglyphics.
I'm talking about just like paintings
of gray,
too.
Like
Statue of David and, you know, like just normal stuff that took place in the Renaissance period too.
I feel like they were different people too. Like, I feel like they didn't sexualize, like, even though it was like naked. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they did. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, they're looking at like how beautiful and intricate a body is in general.
Yeah.
But like, it wasn't necessary to show private areas either, but they do.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you don't know. Like, even...
Well, hentai is not that. Like, hentai, their objective is to like...
It's
arouse. Objective. Arouse, yeah. But I heard some of the stories are great. Like,
I heard Drake likes it.
Really?
Yeah.
He likes hentai?
Yeah.
And Amber, I believe you have a shirt that says, I like what Drake likes.
So I like hentai.
You heard it here first. Amber likes hentai.
Let's pull it up.
What? No.
No, he had this like blow up doll on his stage and I didn't get it, but then somebody connected it for me.
That it was a hentai doll or
what? I don't know. Bought some it. Sort of connection because she was very cartoon looking, like massive titties, big butt, like very like propped up, very
interesting.
Asian.
Will you watch it now?
No. I'm like, I'm baby.
I'm baby.
I'm baby. Ugh. All right. Well.
Okay. Not saying that like if you watch porn that's gross. I'm just saying that like that's a different world
like,
for me.
Like literally nobody said anything.
Nobody said anything.
And then she was like, let me
Let me yap.
Let me sprinkle on some more
yap. It's actually gross. Like you should stop watching it. It's not good for
ooh.
You.
Ooh.
That's
don't
your take?
You have a friend who watches that like openly?
Good take.
With hentai?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he doesn't watch it openly. He watches it like because it was funny and he's watched it before. I don't know if it was like for serious reasons.
Oh, okay.
But it was like for funny reasons because his favorite characters were literally smashing.
All right, so. For funny reasons?
Funny reasons like, sounds sus.
Okay, imagine like...
Oh, you're saying like Pikachu.
Yeah, like what the hell is this?
Oh, wait,
hold on. Pikachu?
Dude, there's messed up shit out there.
That's
bro.
Weird.
Wait, you're aren't, joking.
But no. aren't
there's
aren't
like Charizard with titties like
no, I thought you were talking about literal just like
no, there's
anime
animals,
people.
There's octopi,
no.
like
aren't most of
dragons,
the anime
demons.
People like you said no. Avatar, aren't most of the people in the animes Naruto? I'm thinking of like Naruto, Dragon Ball Z, yeah,
all those.
If you want to count Avatar, but aren't they like all kids?
Yeah, most of them are, yeah. And it's weird. Yeah.
And they're making...
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Wait, so are there voices like kitty in it too?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a weird world. Sorry to expose like many people about that. But yeah, that's how it is.
Don't watch Pikachu fucking.
Speaking of what was the phrase you kept saying? Niche
communities.
Men with niche interests.
Men with niche interests. So is video games one of those things that you are?
Yes.
Yeah. It's not even niche at all. It's literally it's one of the most popular things ever. I saw this thing going popular on social media last week, and it said, finding out a man has 200 plus hours on a video game elicits the same reaction in women that finding out a girl has 200 bodies does for men. Meaning that if a girl has slept with 200 guys, this person is saying that it's the same thing as having 200 plus hours in a video game for a guy. Now, you're an avid gamer.
Yes.
Shamir.
Yeah.
200 plus hours doesn't seem like a lot.
Let's hear it.
Is that like 10 days?
It's also, no, it's 5 weeks.
5 weeks. Okay.
Wait, I could have just did the math really
no,
wrong.
No, that's not
5
right.
days. 5 days. Five days yeah. Wait, no, I divided it by 40.
200 divided by 24.
Okay. I was trying to think about how many hours is in a work week, and I was like trying to compare it to work. It
should be like
so it's eight
days,
eight,
yeah.
Yeah, a little bit over 8 days.
8 days.
8 days.
I feel like that's not a lot.
Yeah. There, I've seen much worse. Yeah, I've probably done much worse.
Wait, people will play like binge a video. I remember I used to binge a video game in a week.
I don't think that that's that bad, honestly.
Like 200 hours?
No, yeah. Like I've watched, I'm sure, like a series.
Oh, yeah.
There's like within many 2 weeks, yeah. That's probably like a lot of hours. I don't know how many, but you know, binging.
Yep.
To say that that's the same thing as 200 bodies that is wild.
It's wild. Okay, first of all, like that's like physical intimacy with like 200 partners.
Also, I don't even think you could get through 200 partners in that much time.
Yeah, like that would take like years.
What? Okay, let me ask you this, Amber. What would be the equivalent of 200 bodies?
Why
in
are we
hours
comparing video game hours to bodies?
That's what she's doing. That's what this lady.
Theoretically,
right? It's not a guy that's saying this. Right?
Of course,
I would love to like you know play with this a little bit, but my brain can't comprehend it enough to like
comprehend it in the original way you were, as in the work weeks or work days. What would be equivalent to playing video games for this long,
like in a mathematical way? I think maybe like if you're doing, I don't know, one a day at most, that would be eight people. And like
one a day
would be eight people.
What's one a day?
Like 8 days, that's eight people. One, like one body a day.
Uh-huh.
That would be, but I don't agree that that would be the equivalent.
That would be 8 hours for?
No, that would be eight different people, eight bodies.
No. What would be the
equivalent
hours for 200 bodies?
Oh, the hours.
Yeah.
That doesn't equate.
So they could play as many hours.
That would be like years. Yeah, like years.
Oh, so years. So how many years do you think would be the same as 200 bodies?
22 years.
So if a man played 22 years of video games.
Worth of video games.
It would be the same as sleeping with 200.
No, I still don't agree.
I think if it's one video game. If it's one video game and he plays for like 10 to like 15 years.
Yeah.
I think that might be like equivalent. I think so.
One video game for 10, 15 years is like same as 200 bodies.
I think there's somewhere where it's like, I don't know. And I don't think like it's equivalent in the sense of like, you know, their personality or anything like that. I think it's like a giant, you know, like, whoa, be
the
careful.
The problem is that one makes you.
Oh, you're like, saying like that's equally as surprising.
Yeah. And one makes you more a thought. So it's like they aren't even equivalent.
They're not
like
even
rounds.
Equivalent. But like, yeah, what he's saying is like.
Is a loser not a thought?
No.
Why would a loser
be a thought?
No, I mean, is a thought not a loser?
Oh.
No.
What ranks high? What would you rather be, a loser or a thought?
What's a loser?
Look at her, bro. Yo. Look at her.
Yo.
A loser?
Hey, yo.
She's lying straight
That's
up.
That's crazy.
Okay, let me ask you this. What was your 10, 15 years on one video game? Would you rather play 10 to 15 years of one video game or sleep with 200 guys?
10 to 15 years on a video game.
And now do it without lying.
Frost, 200 people is a lot of people. Like, I really don't think I would, like, I don't think I could do that. Even like I would have to be a loser because I literally don't think I could do the other.
I like how it's either you're a loser.
That's what I'm saying.
Or you're not.
I feel like...
Well, what else are we equating here? The video games being played at such a high level would make
you
what?
I think
what would
I
that
think
equate
you're,
you as?
I think it's you're a crazy person or you're a crazy person.
Yeah.
And 200 hours is not a crazy,
not crazy
person.
Yeah, yeah. That's. I guess that's what I was trying to say. It's
okay,
like,
thank you.
Yeah.
Well, now when we say crazy person, I understand what they're trying to insinuate.
No, it's okay.
Because I was like, you're... loser, and I thought, like...
You said what you said.
You said what you
no
said.
No take backs.
I mean, unless, whatever.
But 200 plus hours, like...
Let me stop yapping.
200 plus hours, I think that's, like, normal for, like, an average gamer. Like,
do you know how many hours you have?
On what? A game?
I don't know.
Or, like, overall.
Or in general.
Overall, it's definitely, like, 10 times more than that.
Yeah. No, but, like, for one game.
For one game, I think the max I've done is probably, like, 250, I think, hours.
Wow, that's basically like having 200 bodies you thought.
Yeah.
What a loser.
No, but I,
am I right?
I have both. No, I'm kidding.
Brilliant. Did you start playing the new OG Fortnite?
OG Fortnite, no. Ugh. But... We'll talk about bodies after, okay?
Amber, what makes you so cool?
Yeah.
That literally everything is just not, you know, living up to your standard ever.
I'm just playing my character. I'm already going to get, like, Amber, stop yapping. So I just figured I'd keep
You're just
going
to yap now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know OG Fortnite either.
What the fuck did you just say? I literally don't even know what that means. Like, you just said a bunch of different things together.
It's a game.
It's a game. You know,
Fortnite... Okay, let me guess
so
what
the
it is.
Original...
Wait, let's have Amber guess what it is.
Yeah, what do you think is OG Fortnite?
Fortnite would be a game where you make forts.
Okay.
At night.
Okay. Okay.
I like it.
And then OG would be like you're using like bare minimum materials, like
this
sticks
is really good.
And mud and like leaves as opposed to like maybe like metal and like machinery and like industrial things.
Interesting. Okay, so you're really close. The OG had nothing to do with that.
Oh.
But Fortnite.
But that was pretty good.
That was really good. So basically in Fortnite, you basically...
You did like critical thinking.
Yeah, that was dope.
Crazy.
Basically, you just fight each other and you like build... You collect materials like mm-hmm. wood,
Roman
rock,
Empire.
And like wood, rock, and brick. And then you build like forts to like fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you counting?
I'm trying to comprehend.
There's nothing that
no,
required
wood,
math.
No, rock,
in that.
And brick. I was trying to see like what you can make of that. And where do you get the weapons from?
The weapons are just dropped over the map.
What?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Where you can't even like.
You're not building.
You're just finding weapons.
Yeah, there's weapons like in chests and like in houses and all that stuff.
Okay, so like you're stealing them?
No, you just like pick them up.
Okay.
You just find them. Like
it's like, you know how like Israel's just like, we found Hamas in a Snickers bar.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. They're just like, Hamas is everywhere.
Yeah.
Weapons are everywhere.
Weapons are everywhere. Fair. And then like the circle gets smaller. So like everyone's like forced to like fight. So it's like Hunger Games.
Oh,
like
shit.
Sort of like everyone's fighting.
Are they
the
zombies
death.
Or other people?
Other people.
Oh,
so there's
100
people that drop in one area. The circle closes. So you get smaller and smaller and it's. Ends up being
is
like
it
1v1.
Like real players
real each? Players yeah.
Oh my god, okay. This is so aggressive.
Yeah, but you've heard of Fortnite, right?
I've heard of it. Yeah.
So when did you guys like first hear of Fortnite?
I don't know, like a couple probably.
I think
how
during
long
the
have
pandemic was like the most popular time.
But you never heard it before that?
No, we definitely did, but I feel like it was really picking up during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Is there like a dance associated with it?
There's a bunch of dances. And then a bunch
maybe
of dances
when that
show
era
up in
came
Fortnite.
Up
yeah, yeah.
Around the dance era.
So that was like 2019, 2018.
Okay.
The emotes.
Emotes. Like kids would be like doing the dances near the pool. I don't know if you guys remember that, but like.
Why near the pool?
I don't know. They would always.
They
like,
would do
just,
an emote and then jump in the
yeah,
pool.
Yeah, that was just like.
That sounds awkward. Like some. That sounds exactly like what I would have done when yeah. I was little.
And then they would also do it at like parties and stuff. I don't know if you remember, but yeah. Like.
A lot of the shows we would go to.
Weddings.
If there was like kids.
Yeah, and weddings and stuff, kids would.
They would emote Fortnite all over the
emote.
Place.
Yeah. So, anyways, Fortnite was very popular in 2018. And that was like the first like season map that dropped. So OG Fortnite is basically that map comes back again and it's dropped like recently, like a few days ago.
Like the first map ever.
The first map because okay. They always like change the maps and all that stuff.
Maps are a big deal.
Maps are a big deal.
Like my brother was talking about this.
Yeah,
and
how
they...
else would you know where places are?
Exactly.
How would you know where places are even with a map? All right, sorry, let me. Calm down.
Yeah.
He was talking about how Call of Duty brought back like the Modern Warfare 2 maps. And that's when I used to play like a lot. Mm-hmm. And those maps were like serious.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was like, it's back. Like, everybody's about to go crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So like,
so maps are
there's
big deal.
There's a lot of nostalgia because people had like a lot of memories in those like digital spaces, right? Digital maps and stuff like that. They played with their friends.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So this is coming back and everyone's getting on and actually has like 50 million people, active users, like online concurrently, which is like insane.
A lot of loose, just kidding.
A lot of bodies.
A lot of bodies. A whole bunch of bodies.
But I think personally, like I was having fun with the game back in 2018, but like a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, this is like, it's coming back. It's nostalgic. They're feeling sort of that like COVID like vibe where like everyone's getting together and playing a map and getting on with their old friends and old crew. So I think the big part about that is like, you know, people were making TikToks like, I can't bring my whole team because like, you know, someone in their team like passed away or something like that. But they're like, I'll play this.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Like a lot of people were making like TikToks like that of their friends.
Like in real life passed away?
In real life passed away.
Oh, sad.
Yeah. They're like, I'm going to log on for him. And then they'll like post a picture with.
That's like how when people like running years. At that New York City marathon and they like were holding like jerseys of people
yeah,
who so, like yeah. couldn't be there to run.
Yeah. So it's similar. Same.
It's that many people though.
Dude, it's insane.
Or it was just like a big trend. Because I'm thinking of it like, for example, if it was, let's say, what's a big game? Like, let's say Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1.
Yeah.
And then in like 10 years, they bring it back. Then I could see like, oh, a lot of people have passed away since. Yeah. That game originally first came out. But this is, we're talking about like 3 years.
But also considering 50 million people.
Yeah.
Like, so it's a that's bunch of a people. Lot of people.
But mostly kids. So why are so many kids passing away?
Maybe it was,
I don't think
maybe
it's kids.
It's
like oh, it's
sad.
Not kids.
Yeah, it's not kids. Well, the post I've seen, that would be depressing if it was kids.
Yeah.
It
that's what I'm thinking. Though. I thought Fortnite was mostly popular amongst like
no,
kids.
So I don't know if you remember, but there was a giant clip of Chance the Rapper playing Fortnite. And like he had a bunch of his homies like okay. playing. And it was like in a party.
He would, yeah.
It was in a party. And there was a giant TV and like he wins and like everyone goes crazy.
Huh.
And that's when I knew like, okay, this game's like
really
massive.
Big. Was that the same one Drake was playing with Ninja? Or
yeah, yeah. Drake. So Drake played with Travis Scott, like okay. Ninja. That wasn't the same time. It was completely
yeah,
different.
Yeah, yeah.
But like that's how big Fortnite
was. But everybody
was,
on. Everybody's
Drake
played at least
popped
once.
On. Travis Scott popped in the same game. Who are the Nav, like other rappers? I don't know.
Yeah. So, Nav like is a, he's really good apparently.
Yeah. Yeah
like he competed.
Huge gamer.
Right?
I don't know if he competed, but. I think.
He was at that one, yeah, it was a tournament.
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was talking about it in some interview. That's
yeah, but he is a huge gamer. It's just, and then like during the pandemic, all these rappers, like they would, you know, when everyone was bored, like they all started like, you know, streaming and like playing, going and playing games and shit.
Yeah.
So
it was, you back on it?
I have not been back on it yet because I've been playing Spider-Man personally. So
yeah, dude, you've been going crazy about this game.
Yeah, yeah.
Why does it mean so much to you, the Spider-Man game?
Is it
this one specifically, or it's just in general?
I think in general, I just like Spider-Man. But like, basically, I just this past 2 months or whatever, like, I didn't have a PlayStation before that. So when I got the PlayStation, I was like, oh, let me beat the first two games because they came out like 5 years ago. So
this is
like,
your first time ever having a PlayStation?
I've had a PS3 and a PS4, but like, I didn't have the games or anything. And
wait, I thought that. Your Spider-Man thing was just the color of your PS5.
It is, but it came with the game.
Oh.
Yeah, it came with the game. So basically, it's just like a really good game and really good story. And like, I feel like, you know, when you're attached to something, it like makes it more fun. So I'm like, when you're excited for something, you're just like, oh, this is dope.
It's the story
like,
you love brought back again and again in a new way.
In a new way. And it's like, it's done really well. If it was bad, I'd be like, oh, this I'm not excited for it.
If you were to get tattoos like we were like allowed and you wanted to,
yeah,
do you think you would have some sort of Spider-Man theme?
I would have
tattoo?
A bunch of nerdy tattoos. That's why I'm like so glad that
I
like,
think yours
tattoos.
Would be really cool.
Yeah,
I hope so.
But I feel like at least one of them would be Spider-Man.
Yeah,
you're like,
I'd have
that's
Spider-Man,
like your color
Batman.
Theme.
Like I'd have like a bunch like nerdy stuff like that. That's what I would do. But
hentai.
Which I'm glad. Hentai, yeah. Like,
wait, would you ever watch Spider-Man hentai? Have you?
Enough.
I just want to know. Like, he likes it that much.
I wouldn't watch Spider-Man hentai.
He's shooting web at it, like, as
Ned. Oh, but, like, the girl, like, if...
I'd be afraid to watch Spider-Man hentai because I might like it, so that's why I avoid it.
Whoa.
Wait, wait. Is this, like, is
stay
this
away a, from your yeah.
Is this a real thing? I saw one time that there was, like, a comic that was written that...
Do you think his friend would also be Spider-Man?
Who?
Like, Spider-Man's friend. Do you think he'd also have Spider-Man theme on him?
Spider-Man theme? Probably.
I think his dick his friend.
Yeah.
I read somewhere that like in one of the comics that Spider-Man accidentally kills one of his girlfriends because he nuts web in her.
Wait, what?
Is that real?
I don't think so.
Nuts web in her.
Have you heard the one that it's like Ant-Man goes inside of Thanos's butthole and expands?
Yeah.
Is that real?
That's not real. I think.
They were it was one of those.
They were like, why didn't you just do that?
It was one of those like fan.
Yeah, like he should have just done it. Like that's how he could have killed Thanos.
Right.
That's okay. Smart though. Yeah.
We're an hour in, but do we want to hit maybe like one or two more?
Do we have like?
Let's do her thing.
Yeah, you haven't had a thing. Shimmer's over here just yapping about nerdy niche stuff.
Nerd
yeah.
stuff. No, I'm just kidding.
This is my episode.
All right, which one do you want to hit, Amber?
Which one? Let's do the costume one. It's not going to be relevant anymore.
Okay, do it.
Okay, so there's a couple of costumes. I feel like every year costumes are getting like bigger and more fun to watch. Like celebrities doing their costumes is something that like I enjoy now. So I just grabbed some of the most talked about ones and wanted to see if you guys had any thoughts.
All right. So we're going to be
rapid fire.
We're going to be reviewing celebrity Halloween costumes.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see what we have.
First celebrity Halloween costume we have is
Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber. And I don't know what Scream you said.
Scream. You didn't know this? You
just this is.
I just said, you guys, somebody mentioned it, and I was like, okay, cool. She looks hot.
I would agree.
Agree. Unanimous decision. Agreed.
I think anytime somebody looks shiny, they usually look hot.
Oh, there's like
I wasn't
lot
talking
of
about the shiny, but like, I was talking about the lack of clothing, but yeah. Mm. No, I think this
Whoa,
is...
Whoa, buddy.
Well, she posted it.
I know.
Okay, so I think... In the movie,
is this like a real? Does the the movie dress like this?
Yeah. So I think she's wearing those clothes, and she's like cooking or something. And then the kettle, it's like the kettle scene. I don't know if you guys know, but the kettle's getting louder. She's making tea or something like that, and she's dressed up like that. And she picks up a phone call, and then Scream is like, hey, "Are you home?" or some. I forgot what he said. And then I think she like dies like in the home.
Oh. I think this is the funniest costume you could do as a couple. Because you know how there's already that that thing that people say that Halloween is an excuse for girls to dress slutty?
Yeah.
Now you're in a couple, but then your boyfriend is in a mask or husband is in a mask.
I feel like this makes sense for Justin, though. He probably wants to be as like unseen as possible.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
It's just funny that like your girl is out here like
exposed feel like,
and you're in a costume. It's just,
I feel like she wanted to like wear that like it.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, she's a model too, right?
Yeah.
She's not.
I don't think she's like an official model. I think she like does model things, but she's not a model.
Who's an official model nowadays? I feel like most of the models now are like you know because they have celebrity status,
like Gigi and Bella and Kendall and those people. But I don't think she's a model. I think she's like a socialite,
modeled,
celebrity personality. She's a celebrity.
Okay.
Anyways, I might be wrong. Okay. This one I had personal thoughts and feelings about.
Who is this?
This is Chloe Bailey.
Chloe Bailey. Okay.
So remember Little Mermaid? This is her twin sister. That was Halle Bailey.
Okay.
This is her twin sister, Chloe Bailey.
So this is Chloe Bailey's Halloween costume.
Yes.
As Elastigirl.
Elastigirl. She showed me up so bad.
I mean, you just wore like a red thing. And
I know.
Like
you wore a red morph suit with a black diaper.
Yeah. But this is like what? Well,
you didn't even have a mask.
I did that for the cost. I did that for the podcast. But I did wear like smaller shorts the day before, like when I wasn't at.
You
my
had
house.
A mask too?
No.
Did it have an eye symbol?
No.
So you had a DIY.
Yeah, but she looks so good. In my head, I think I can do that.
How comfortable is this?
Well, when your body's already like that, you're not really doing much.
But like, is
she's just wearing latex?
Is the latex like uncomfortable? Does
it
get sweaty?
I'm sure it's not comfortable.
It's like sweaty in there and stuff.
I've never worn latex. Oh, okay.
I love how, like, when we see, let's say, like, sometimes in our groups we'll share a picture of, like, Hugh Jackman training for Wolverine. Or, yeah. You know, we see, oh, this guy is training for this thing. And the comments as guys will be like, dude, he looks so good. He's beast.
Yeah.
We get hype. And when a girl is looking at a picture of another girl looking good, the reaction is, oh. She looks so good.
No,
I'll never be that.
No, only because I did this exact costume and I was like, wow, I ain't shit.
Yeah, but why
but
can't it just be like,
so good. Well,
dang, she looks good. Like,
no, she does look good. That's the baseline.
Yeah, I think
of me
most,
bringing it
most
up.
Most girls would be like, oh my God, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Even when she's
I
not.
I picked this because I thought she.
It's that or it's like, oh, I'll never be that.
Oh, I mean, I can be that. I'm just not that.
Prove
I
it.
Just didn't do that.
Prove it right now. Prove it in a week. No, just kidding.
1 year for
every
Halloween.
Year's is cool. At least you did a. At least you did a costume you like.
Yeah.
Wait. So are we rating these? We should rate these. Or,
oh yeah. Right. A million out of ten.
I'd a say, million out of ten.
What do you say?
She just looks good. So I don't know. What's like a normal rating? I just felt I mean, like I had to overdo
I'm
it because Frost said I was talking shit about her.
I'm going to rate. You can do what you like. I'm just observing.
Yeah.
I'm going to rate it as Halloween costumes. I actually think the first one was really well done based off like the movie.
Mm. Yeah.
Like it,
I think
they,
it's a creative scene to like choose from.
Yeah.
But for me, the costume itself, I'm like.
Still funny.
Yeah.
So that was what? The first one.
First one.
Haley and Bieber.
Eight out of ten.
Yeah, I'll do. I'll 10. Do 9.
Grab
out
your
10.
Heart. Does it hurt to give that rating? Yeah, I think maybe like 6. I'll give it a 6.
This one is a 6.
No, that the last one.
Oh,
this one I feel like it's a 10. Honestly,
yeah,
it's pretty good.
It's really good.
I'll go 8.6 out of 10.
Actually, I'll give it a 9 because if she did the OG Elastigirl, I would have liked that more.
If she did a real mask instead of a painted one, I think it would.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Oh,
yeah,
that looks really good.
Yeah,
for a painted.
8.6 out of 10.
I mean, the bodysuit might as well be painted, too.
Yeah.
Here is Ice Spice with a Betty Boop.
Spice.
This is, like, I don't know why. This just made sense for some reason. I feel like this is, like, she couldn't have chosen, like, a
more
better,
yeah.
more suited costume. Because she already has, like, the short hair curls.
Yeah.
It's, like, that except in an alternate reality.
Yeah. I think this fits her, like, really well. And I think... She has that shape of Betty Boop, Bop,
mm-hmm.
Betty Bop. What is it?
Betty Boops.
Betty Boop. What is it? Betty Bop?
I think it's Betty Boop.
Betty Boop.
Fetty Wop.
Who is that? I've been seeing her my entire life. I have no idea.
Yeah,
like, who Betty Boop.
She's a cartoon, I'm pretty sure, but like
but
I've
like,
never seen the show. Is
it's
there a
one
show?
Of the, it's one of those people that we just like, we just accept it as a thing.
Yeah. Like Hello Kitty, we know that like Hello Kitty is just Hello Kitty. But
yeah.
Betty Boop is like, is it a show? Is it a thing? Like, what is it?
I literally, you know how we have like Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah.
And she's like a person and I've never like seen anything by her or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah.
But like we all know her. I put her in the same category as Betty Boop.
Yeah.
that makes
things
sense.
That I don't
yeah.
know but have
But I think
significant
this is
value.
Perfect for her. And I think like when you choose a costume that really fits you well, whether it's like body wise or like, you know, look wise, I think this would be a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. She killed this.
It's like a 4 out of 10.
You don't like Betty Boop?
I just, yeah, it's too much going on. Also, it threw me off when people kept sharing her video of her walking on stage and her entire butt is out.
It wasn't a performance costume for sure. She shouldn't have did that because she
and she's
shakes
just, like,
a lot of ass.
Her, she's pulling her dress down the entire time to try to cover up. And it's like, just wear a thong then. What are you like?
Well, no, I think that was we need to accept as a outfit malfunction. Like, I don't think that's what she meant to do. She just wore her costume on stage and didn't realize that just was not like the right thing to do.
Doesn't she always have her butt out?
No, but she usually like it, so if it was planned well, she would have had almost like shorts at the bottom, like they would be sewed at the bottom so that they would stay in place because you don't want things to be moving around and like scrunching up your whole torso because that's just not what the outfit's supposed to do.
I have a question. Are all the costumes going to be like this?
No. I put a little
good.
Mix in there.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Oh. Yo, that's good.
I haven't seen this.
So this is Ed Sheeran as Chucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this.
He like picked a really good costume.
Dude, that's hilarious. He has the perfect hair for it. It's red and like shaggy as Chucky is.
The suits yeah. him.
This is good. I could have taken Chucky from Rugrats too. Also a red hat. Redhead.
Yeah.
Imagine Chucky as Chucky as a costume.
That'd be fire.
What? So just Chucky?
No, like if you somehow mixed it.
Mixed it, yeah.
But this is very good.
I will say it looks like a cheap like onesie, like Party City, like one suit. So I'll deduct some points from that. But the face makeup, perfect.
The shirt looks a little bit like gift wrap.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So it looks very like he chose like a cheap costume from Party City.
But I appreciate like how, you know, like, for example, there's like high production quality in the Hailey Bieber one and in the Elastigirl Chloe Bailey one. I appreciate how this standalone with zero other context just looks good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he could be at a Halloween party and this just looks good.
I feel like he could have had actual overalls, though, and like did all that stuff.
But they're not real overalls?
No, that's what I was saying.
Oh.
Look, it looks...
It's like a one piece?
Yeah.
It's
See, it doesn't even go over the shoulder, so...
You know, I did Chucky, like... 2-3 years ago, and I had real overalls.
That's fire.
I knew you then, and you did. I don't remember this.
I did it. and the reason is because I usually look at what I have, and then I'm like, what could this be?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, overalls? All right. Chucky has overalls, and then I just had to put on some scars, and we were good to go.
Yeah. When my cousin was 4, they dressed him up as Chucky.
Oh, that's really fun.
And it was perfect. That's, like, he looked really cute.
I should have did that to Rayon.
Yeah.
I like when kids do like adult scary costumes.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like provocative, but.
Yeah. Hey, yo.
When my friend and I, when we were little, we saw Borat when we were really little.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So we were probably in like 3rd or 4th grade and we dressed up as Borat.
The Borat thong? Came out when you were in 6th grade.
Not the thong one. The suit.
Okay.
We were the suit with the
neon one?
With the mustache and not the neon. It's just like a beige suit.
I don't know.
And we got those suits because we graduated from Quran class. And so we were like, oh, we have these beige suits. Yeah. And then we got afros. And he had a real afro. And we had the mustaches. And then every house we trick-or-treated at, if adults knew Borat, they were dying.
That's
and
awesome.
And we would be like, very nice, thank you. And they would be like dying. And they wouldn't explain it to like their kids or anything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why are they all laughing? But they thought it was so funny.
Yeah,
so no, I really
it's really cute when, yeah, kids.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
G-Eazy
Willy Wonka?
Is that Willy Wonka?
Yeah, it's Willy Wonka.
What? I don't remember the red, though. Being that red. Okay, G-Eazy is Willy Wonka.
He has a version of Willy Wonka.
But red? I don't remember.
It's the Johnny...
It's like purple.
It's the Johnny Depp Willy Wonka, it looks like.
With the hair, yeah. But, like, I don't remember the red. Well, first of all, G-Eazy always, like, he pulls up with, like, dope costumes. And I think this is one of the least dope ones he's had. But...
I think if he had, again, like, the production value was higher.
Yeah.
I think it could pull off well, but I'm not like the biggest fan of this.
Yeah. And the thing is, Jeezy in the past before has had like high production value with his costumes. Mm. Like he does go all out. He usually plays like Batman villains and whatnot, which I find like really cool. But yeah.
I'd give this like a 6 out of 10.
I don't know. I give this like a 4.2 out of 10. I just think he's done better before.
Mm.
And this is not even like the best Willy Wonka version.
Mm. You doing okay there, buddy?
I don't know what happened to the screen share thing.
No. Malfunction.
Click the button that has all the screens at once.
We're having a technical malfunction.
It looks like it should be working. And it's not.
Ruh-roh.
Uh-oh.
There is like a couple more on there, but we can just... call it a day.
We're having a technical malfunction here at the Strange Flavor Studio.
Let's just like end it then, you know.
And that's so sad.
What did you do?
I know.
What'd you do?
I don't know what I did. I just I was trying to pull up the Willy Wonka what's it called, Johnny Depp one.
Maybe G-Eazy is like personally attacking us, like you guys can't see the costume. Or you can't show it to your listeners.
Okay, so the Johnny Depp one is red. It's like a maroon.
It's more maroon. This is like bright red, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the lighting's a little too direct, too.
But, you know, he did something there.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. It happened.
Yeah.
Is there another one that we can just talk about for reference and then...
Yeah. There's the Diddy one.
You did the last year Diddy one.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I couldn't. I just had to Google because I couldn't find it.
No, this is good, though. This leads into this year's Diddy costume. Okay, so if you guys know Diddy...
What? I just accidentally previewed the next one, but go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see it. Okay. But anyways, Diddy last year dressed up as the Joker.
Yeah.
And he actually got a cease and desist letter because the costume was too good.
From Warner Bros.
From Warner Bros.
Like it was just like copyright question mark?
I tried looking into it, but I was like, I tried looking into it.
Don't. Stop it right now.
Was it very like cartoony? That's it, the way she said it.
It just was dumb the way I said it.
Question mark? Okay. But yeah, so apparently it was like so good that like, and I'm just thinking out loud here, but I think that the costume was so good that like it might have made it seem like it was part of the movie.
I thought maybe it was because of the way that they shot everything, because it was like really well done and it looked like it was from the movie.
That, and I think that's what it is. Like basically he made like a promotional video. Like he made an entire like video with.
So it is giving copyright.
Yeah. Like for example, LeBron James, he dressed up as it 1 year and it was literally the movie quality. It was
like
so
he made
good.
A video for it.
He didn't make a video for it.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying it doesn't have to do with like how good the costume is. It has to do with
if you make a video for it.
Like you damn near could have had the same makeup artist, basically. That's how well it was done.
Yeah. But I think what Frost is trying to say is that like even if you have like the full makeup, he made like a video like with the song and everything. And I think
it looked like it was an extended scene.
Scene or something like that. Which you can clearly tell it's kind of like Diddy.
I have thoughts about Joker.
Okay. I don't know how to respond.
Why are you going to come after like a fictional character now?
What's wrong?
What's your thought about Joker? What's your thoughts about
Joker? I just don't get why the makeup's so like bad and like attainably done. Like if you didn't want it to be like copy,
I just saw the look of absolute like defeat in Shamir's eyes. Just now, I'm like, I'm not gonna explain this.
Like it just looks so crusty and like not. It doesn't look like that's his.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Have you seen The Dark Knight?
No way. I already know the answer. There's no way.
No.
Yeah. So what happens in it is that it's actually he actually takes a makeup course in the movie.
Okay, well, he clearly didn't pay attention.
And he actually has a cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's so messed up.
I'm so sorry.
And so the movie is about him trying to, basically he's trans, right? Like, let's just put that out there. It's okay to say that. It's fine to say that now. So and so he was transitioning in the movie.
So sorry.
And he takes a course because he wants to do his makeup.
About Joker. I don't have thoughts about Joker.
And so when he tried to, you know, be a woman.
Oh, that's him trying to be a woman?
But it was difficult for him.
Yeah.
And that's why people are so emotional about you really like the movie.
Yeah. And the actor.
Shit.
The actor played such a good job. He actually.
Why didn't you stop me?
He couldn't get out of like the character. And he actually like committed suicide. No, not commit suicide, but he ended up dying. The actor of the Joker.
That's right.
Because he
what
took
do you mean
pills.
He couldn't? Okay.
He took pills, anti-Zans or whatever. He took pills. Cause
anti-Zans?
Anti-Zans. He took pills.
Do they offset the effects of Zans?
But yeah, he overdosed because he couldn't get out of the mental state.
I was just yapping. I'm sorry.
That's messed up.
The part that he said was real.
Oh, you just...
Yeah, he was yapping.
Oh, you were yapping.
Amber, the Joker is not about... The Joker's not trans. He's not... He might... I mean...
Could be.
Could be. But that's not what happens.
Does he have
you should
cerebral
watch the movie.
Palsy?
He doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
So, oh, my God. Then why did you do that?
But
he does have mental disorder.
I get that, but why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Yeah, why would you do that?
Well, you, like, I made a statement.
Does the mental, is mental disorder less than cerebral palsy?
No, but cerebral palsy physically makes him, like, unable to put it on correctly.
And then the mental disorder doesn't?
Like, go to Sephora.
the Sephora will fix the mental disorder?
Yeah, they'll just do a better color match.
You should watch The Dark Knight.
Okay. But anyways, so he got the cease and desist letter, and he was petty. Diddy is a very petty guy, and he was like,
"Oh, this is real life Diddy." Okay,
real life Diddy. Yeah,
I was like, "What?"
He was like, "Okay, since I can't dress up as Joker, you guys ruined my Halloween." But guess what? He dressed up as Batman, full costume and everything,
and went even further.
Yeah, bought the Batmobile.
As far as the cinematic,
he got the Batmobile.
Dude, was that real?
It was real. He was driving it.
Wait, that was the actual Batmobile, like from the movie?
Those are actual like tanks that like the army could use and that has used. Like
The Batmobile is based off of.
Yeah, but I don't think it's from the movie. But it's like, that's the actual...
Oh, that's what it really looks like.
That's what it really looks
like.
Wow. And so he actually bought the location where Batman like suits up.
Oh.
So he went as far as like doing
that. That is insane. I was like, how did he pull this off? It looked like the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It looked like the movie.
Like that spot where Batman
is
like suits up.
Is Batman and Joker related?
They're from the same movie.
So the physical therapist of the cerebral palsy Joker is actually Batman.
Okay, yeah. Move on.
Yeah.
Can we go to Lori Harvey now?
Where do you have cerebral palsy?
Yeah, he has throat cancer, so Batman.
Lori Harvey Dent?
Can we? Oh, yeah. So Lori Harvey, I only put this into
Tomb Raider?
Oh, that's what she is.
I don't know. I'm guessing
Amber just picked all of her favorite like people.
No, I favorite only thoughts? No, wanted to pick her to let you guys know that she is now single, which is dangerous.
What do you want us to do about?
Oh, this has nothing to do with Halloween.
No, I just wanted to talk about.
You told us she's single for what reason?
Because do you guys remember years ago on the pod, I told you guys that Lori Harvey is dangerous. She will just go after every top guy, like any guy that I could dream of as like my dream celebrity crush.
Yeah, future.
This girl, no, not future. Lewis Hamilton, Michael future. B. Jordan. You know what I'm saying? And she's back out here. And the thing is, Lori Harvey will make not only her man, but all of us believe that this is her last man. And then she just.
I don't believe that. And I don't even know Lori Harvey.
Yeah.
I know nothing about her.
I saw a TikTok video of Steve Harvey, and he sees Michael B. Jordan like in public, and he's like so happy to see him, and he like hugs him, and people in the comments are like, wow, when you know you're the favorite ex.
I'm crying.
But I remember him talking about Michael B. Jordan on, I forget which show he was on, maybe it was Jimmy Kimmel or something, and then he had asked him about basically hinting at future, and he was like really not wanting to talk about that.
Yeah. She's most recently with Damson Idris. I don't know how to say his name. I've only ever read it.
Idris Elba? No.
His son, right?
His son?
I don't know. I'm just making shit up now.
Well, if his first name is Idris, then...
Oh, yeah.
Damson Idris, whatever. Damson Idris. I don't know.
Do you think she's the problem?
He is a son of somebody, though. She is the problem, but she's a problem.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
does she have 200 plus bodies?
No, she's a long-term relationship type of girly. So I just want to say, like, think of like the most desirable celebrity. She's gonna go for them.
Tom Holland.
Is he desirable?
Chris Pratt.
Tom Holland is doing something right.
Yeah.
To pull a Zendaya.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think people look at that and respect it much more.
Because
They're like,
he's also, it seems like, a respectable like guy.
You have to be.
Yeah.
For
like
somebody
a suave, like.
For Zendaya to be like, you know, I could literally have basically anybody.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she's also in all the rap songs and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But then she's like, I will go for a short king who
nice,
is...
Nice, sensible man.
I mean, I don't even know, but she chose a boy.
Yeah.
Basically.
He just seems like a regular dude.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe that's nice what guy. She wanted, because she's been in the, you know, acting biz for like... since she was a kid.
Maybe. That's all. We can move on from Lori Harvey. We don't have any comments on her outfit. I'm just saying, prepare. Prepare for her to be with.
Well, Shamir says she's Tomb Raider, so.
I think, yeah, that's what it is.
Cool. She looks hot.
It's a video game and movie, right?
Yeah. No, I don't want to do this.
We have to end on this note.
Yeah, we don't have to.
Well, we're already here. Just
I threw these ones in for conversation purposes. But
this is wild.
This is Kim K's son plus, I don't know, son's friend who did. Can you explain? These are like sports things.
Well, they're Messi and Neymar, who are soccer players, and they did a zombie version of them.
Which makes no sense because they're alive.
Yeah. Well, even if they're not alive, I feel like that'd be a weird-ass costume.
That's a weird costume.
Yeah. But anyways, I think what's weird is that they're kids, mm-hmm. and there's blood all over them, and like their excuse is like they're zombie soccer players, but it's
they're
posted on Instagram.
They're resembling Palestinian kids.
Yeah, it's like... While there's Palestinian kids, you know, we're seeing videos and whatnot of all that.
It's also Neymar has Arabic on his jersey.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that kind of like threw people off too. I honestly don't know what to think because obviously people are, you know, lighting up the comments and saying bad timing, like read the room.
And she also left the comments open.
And is she, I'm not calling her dumb, but I'm saying like, is she...
You have to be either like very aware and doing it on purpose or like do not know how to read a room whatsoever.
Yeah. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. Like to me personally, I think she just is like not in the situation at all. And she's just like, oh, these are my kids. They want to like, she's not going to be like, if I think the kids genuinely wanted to be this. And she was just like, okay, like go be it. And then
she did make a statement about, you know, the Israel-Palestine situation and talked about how her Armenian roots give her kind of like more feeling about the whole situation. And yeah, there was people that were posting a similar photograph of a Palestinian kid with a Messi jersey on.
And it's like honestly, tattered like, and torn and stuff.
Globally, a lot of kids, I would say a lot in the Middle East are football fanatics. And so you'll see them
soccer.
With, and Messi happens to be, you know, one of the most popular, mm-hmm. if not the most popular person, along with Ronaldo, Neymar.
But why not just be the actual soccer player? Like, what's the point of the zombie?
I genuinely think the kids wanted to be the zombie, like soccer players.
No, because if you look at her house this year, like her Halloween decorations, when you are walking into her house, she has like hundreds, and I'm saying hundreds, of hands that they put in to, you know, like where you mold your hand and then you like make little molds of them. They're of all of theirs and they're like pulling out and it's just like immediately when I saw it, I just had this weird feeling in my stomach and I thought I was being sensitive where I was like, this is a really bad timing. Like, cause there just feels like there is a lot of people like under rubble and under like dirt and stuff. And I'm sure that has a lot to do with what I'm consuming. And then I went on online and I saw that like other people felt the same exact way that everything that Kim K was doing for like Halloween was just like super insensitive.
Yeah. I genuinely think she probably doesn't like either care of the situation or like, mm-hmm. she's just like not paying attention to it.
If she did, is she, what would be the reason to like tease something like that?
Yeah.
Is it to,
that's why I
it
don't
can't
think
be yeah.
purposeful. Like,
you know,
I think
you know when
like
people are like, oh, this person came on, you know, Conan or Fallon or whatever late night show. And then they flash the Illuminati symbol before they sat down. Sometimes I'm just like, and they're literally like stretching or something. I'm just like, what's the reason for that? I genuinely don't get, like, if there's going to be meetings and people expressing whatever their interests are politically when they're going to make financial decisions, why would they do it in the public eye?
Yeah.
You just got to be in the Illuminati, bro.
I guess that's it.
We're going to flash our...
join the Illuminati, I guess.
Yeah, do the sign, guys. We have to do the sign.
They're going to say, like, in 20 years, they're going to look back at this episode and be like, they told us.
They told us.
In broad daylight.
Yeah.
And we didn't listen.
Episode 160.
Something.
160 what?
168.
168. Ooh. Kill him.
We announced. Literally. We announced our dedication to the real cause.
The real cause, yeah.
And now to join our cult following, on our Patreon.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We will discuss some more topics.
Exciting, interesting topics. What are we discussing?
We're talking about, oh, snap. Don't turn off. I forgot.
Yo, his laptop's at what, 1%?
Your laptop's 7%. Literally slowing down.
7%.
7%.
7. That lady who named
her
the son.
Seven.
It's all connected.
Oh, my gosh.
That's seven, that naughty talk.
Seven bodies. Oh, no, it's 200. But yeah, patrons, come through. Thank you so much for being a patron. And those Shimmer that have become patrons.
We'll be talking about some sort of intruder story. Unless, actually, we'll figure out what we're talking about. No, I think we have...
Honestly, our Patreon episodes are juicy as hell.
Yeah, it's actually really juicy. We're going to be talking about a bunch of stuff, a bunch of crazy things.
You'll see there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll trust. We have written them down. We just haven't decided like
which ones we should do.
But yeah.
Because there's a ton of them.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you on the Patreon. And if not, you'll have to wait till next week. But otherwise, it has been... Another week.
Another flavor.
A little less stranger.
We'll talk to you next time.